We're the Joan Alex Show. We're, of course, on the air in Indianapolis, Indiana, on Radio Now 100.9, in Houston, Texas, on the new 92.1 Radio Now, and anywhere else you might be listening. Well, hey, thank you so much for doing that. The number to call in is 833-JOE-ALEX. That is 833-563-2539. I would love for you to call in. Maybe you can even help the person if they're that old and they can't. But who has got the oldest family member right now that's listening to the Joe and Alex Show? Like, how old are they? Maybe they got a little secret to life, too. A woman in Oklahoma turned 105 on Sunday.
Wow.
That's impressive. 105 years old. And even more, it's not like she's just hanging on barely. Like, this lady lives on her own. She credits her longevity to Kentucky Fried Chicken and Twinkies. Man, if I ever get single, I'm going to go steal that girl.
That sounds like
Alex.
Me.
Yeah.
It could be. Now, I don't know if she has teeth, because eventually I feel like that sugar would rot them, but the woman still lives by herself. She says she sends homemade birthday cards, and she loves to text on her iPhone. Oh. She said she learned to drive on a Model T, which is like one of the first cars ever invented,
Yeah. And
drove until she was 98. God bless her heart for realizing, by the way, she's too old to drive, because that's a whole other story. But guys, 105 years old, and she swears by the KFC and having herself a little Twinkie in her life. 833-JOE-ALEX, who has got the oldest family member? Nobody in my family really lives that long, but if I can count my wife's side of it, her grandparents are like in their early 90s, and they're better than me. Like, they do activities, they move around, like, they have original body parts. I have, like, my hip replaced. It's amazing to me how good of shape they're in at that age. Like, on my mom's side, like, that side, no, everybody, you know, kicks the bucket pretty early. So I'm hoping if we ever have kids one day, they get those genes. Do you guys have anybody that's pretty old that's still alive, or are they all croaked?
I know this like 90-year-old lady, and she actually is super active. She frequents the local gun range.
What?
She is a personal trainer at the Y.
God.
She like trains people way younger.
Isn't that who you wanted to be, my personal trainer?
Yes.
I couldn't. What if I killed her?
No, she's probably stronger than you.
Well, that is not a hard thing to do, so it's possible.
She's awesome, though. I absolutely adore her.
My great-grandma lived to be 102.
Wow.
Or like 103 or something.
That's impressive.
Think of what she saw.
Yeah. Yeah. So she passed away when I was like in fifth or sixth grade or something like that.
Okay.
But yeah, she lived pretty long. I am determined to live until I'm 120.
Do you really want to live that long?
No, I really do want to live that
long. Why?
I want to be able to see as much of like my kids and my grandchildren's lives as possible. Like, I want to be like my parents. My parents are, my dad's like 66, and he is still running around, like rolling around in the yard with like all of his grandkids. Like, it's so cute. So cute.
What are you laughing about? That's
Why
a sweet story.
No, I'm just thinking
your
about...
Your dad's healthy.
I'm just thinking about living to be like 120 years old, because like I'm 30 right now and I'm in pain. I can only imagine 100 years from now what I feel like.
I don't understand how you're in pain.
Liv's over here like, I want to live till I'm 120. I'm over here like, I don't even know if I want to live till tomorrow.
I know. Oh, you're like, no. Please don't wake up tomorrow.